This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Whatever you do, do it with the confidence of a four-year-old in a Batman shirt. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Hour 1 of the Adam Carriker Show. Again, brought to you and proud to be partnered with this great company by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest in quality technology and communication services since 1901. Learn more about their residential and business services at HamiltonTel.com. It's Hamilton, T-E-L.com. All right. Well, real quick, before I say anything along those lines, you got anything from the text line real quick?
Yeah, we did have a comment from Box Neighbor on snakes. It says, snakes don't bother me. My daughter is always picking them up.
Well, now I feel like a real man. All right. What scares you, Jake? Are you comfortable talking to girls yet? Like, where are you at on that subject?
Huh? No, that's definitely still my biggest fear. I would say snakes is right up there. When you said large bodies of water and all that stuff, I still kind of being stuck out in the middle without being able to touch my feet to the ground. That's another one. I could swim for a little bit, but not well.
So there was a huge reservoir where I grew up. We'd always go to this park and there was a huge reservoir or a dam, whatever you want to call it. And just looking out in the middle of it would always freak me out. Now, the ocean, that wasn't even something I could fathom being dropped in the middle of the ocean. But like I told you during the commercial break, like a lot of those things don't really faze me now. Heights don't faze me too much. Even deep water doesn't faze me too much. Even I told you, I'm not as bad with snakes. I will dominate an earthworm-sized snake. I just want you to know that. Actually, Andy Jurassic said in a wonderful text, he sent me a picture, says it's like the snake grabber tool. Apparently, this is better than the umbrella that I broke, by the way, when I did this the other night. He goes, here you go. It probably won't work well for earthworm-sized snakes, though. So I appreciate the sentiment there, Andy. All right, let's roll into that clip that we've got, because I thought it was, it's always interesting to see what, I don't want to say outsiders, but the national perception is of Nebraska's football program, Nebraska is as a whole. I thought part of this was good. I thought part of it was like, oh, here we go again. I thought some of it was entertaining. So go ahead and roll that clip there, Jake.
As promised, we're back 50 and 50. More than 2,000 natural lakes in the great state of Nebraska. That is where SportsCenter's 50 States in 50 Days rolls on today. Nebraska, so much more than a state so flat you can watch your dog run away for 2 weeks, Randy.
Some states have that shared recognition. Mm-hmm. Shout out Oklahoma.
Hey, Kansas.
If you've never experienced the Men's College World Series, it is a sports fan's bucket list item. There's also the best sport at the University of Nebraska. Uh-huh. And it ain't football.
Yeah.
It's volleyball. Let's look at some of the top sports moments for the great state of Nebraska.
Randy, we don't got to go far. August 30th, 2023, Nebraska volleyball setting a world record for attendance at a women's sporting event. 92,300 fans packed Memorial Stadium to see the Huskers sweep in-state foe Omaha 3-0.
All right, let's go back. June 29th, 2010, end of an era. The final Men's College World Series game was played at Rosenblatt Stadium. Obviously, they still play in Omaha, but that iconic venue saw Whit Merrifield hit a walk-off single in the 11th to give South Carolina a 2-1 win of UCLA to sweep the championship series.
November 8th, 1997, top-ranked Nebraska trailed at Mizzou 38-31, 7 seconds to go. Scott Frost throws a pass, juggled, kicked Matt Davison. Makes the diving catch for the score, and Nebraska wins an OT 45-38.
All right, Jake, what's your initial reaction? That's my second time hearing that. What's your reaction after the first time hearing it? And then anybody out there who's tuning in, what's that text line number there, Jake?
402-464-5685.
What's your reaction to the Sports Center little clip there they put on the great state of Nebraska? Go ahead there, Jake.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. Obviously, I love the fact that they had volleyball day in there. I think it's cool to include College World Series, maybe getting something to show people, hey, there's something more outside of just the University of Nebraska, and they call it a bucket list item. Absolutely true. If you haven't been, you got to go to the College World Series. So, I love that stuff. A little bit confused. I mean, you got to find the Nebraska clip you want to play, I suppose. And that's great for our state. That was actually happened in the state of Missouri. That was an away game.
Oh, so got him on a technicality.
A little bit confused there, because if you're just going to choose anything from Nebraska football, which is, I mean, you've got a lot to pick from. So I'm interested that was their pick.
As soon as they said Scott Frost, I was like, oh, they're bringing up Scott Frost. Way to go. No, That is something that didn't even occur to me. That's a technicality. You got him on right there. The old flea kicker, Scott Frost to Matt Davidson. All right, I agree with you. They said 92,300. It was 92,003 is actually the amount of people that were there at volleyball day at Nebraska. Of course, as soon as they said, you know, the best sport or whatever they said it was, the best sport in Nebraska, I was like, oh, here we go. It's going to be volleyball, not football, which is fine. I mean, rock on volleyball. Hopefully football can close that gap a little bit. I'm not going to get the quote right, so I'm just going to paraphrase. You could watch your dog run away for 2 weeks because it's so flat. Is that what they said?
Yeah, that's basically what they said.
Of course, they didn't just say us. What they said, Oklahoma, Kansas oh, yeah. kind of has all of that. I thought that was actually a funny line. I'll actually give them credit. That was actually pretty funny. I will say this, though. Depending on where you go, like especially in Lincoln, this is going to sound weird, but if you're like on the outskirts of Lincoln where there's like woods or stuff like that, like we kind of live near woods, there's mornings that we wake up knowing that we lived in Colorado where my wife is like, especially if there's a little bit of dew, a fog, there was fog this morning for a little bit, like it's like it kind of felt like the mountains. There are parts of Lincoln that I think are absolutely gorgeous. I really do. I did when I was in college. I do now. And actually, when we first came back, I told my wife, so where we lived in Colorado was Loveland, Fort Collins. It's called the Front Range, the foothill. So you're not actually in the mountains. We're like 20 minutes from the mountains. And Estes was like 40 minutes away if you've ever been to Estes Park. And once you get in the mountains, it's gorgeous. At the foothills, I told my wife several times, I'm like, I actually thought it would be prettier directly in the area that we live. Like, it's pretty, but it's not what I had imagined. There's been several times since we've been back to Lincoln, I'm like, I actually think it's prettier here than where we live there. And that's my honest opinion. My wife says the same things. Now, I guess it depends on where you're at in Lincoln, but there's several parts where I'm like, I actually think it's prettier in the city of Lincoln than it was in the city of Loveland specifically. I always thought Fort Collins was a little bit cleaner, not cleaner, but prettier to look at. Obviously, you get in the mountains, things change a little bit. But there's a little bit of a feel that I really like, which is one of the reasons we wanted to come back to Lincoln, that I really like in Lincoln that I don't think you get as many other places as people might think. I actually think Omaha's great. I don't think I get that feel when I go to Omaha. And there's certain places, okay, but I don't think it's the same feel as it is in Lincoln. Does that kind of make sense what I'm saying to you? Do you agree, disagree?
Yeah, I mean, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, so you can kind of get your different feelings on there. Obviously, if you're looking for mountains, you're not going to find them. But I was just kind of driving out to a lake the other day too. And it was, you know, there's, even if it's just cornfields all around you or even just, you know, grass fields, I find beauty in that. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of depends on what you're looking for and, you know, kind of peace and tranquility that kind of, you know, reminded me of that. And so there can be beauty everywhere. And I've traveled enough, not as much as you. You know, I haven't played in, several different cities and all that. But I do tell people that, you know, obviously Lincoln's a great place to grow and raise a family. But, you know, it might not be a destination that you're going to stay 3 weeks for. But if you come to Lincoln, especially for football season, Omaha's right there. You can make a week vacation, have a good time out here, I think.
So when I was growing up, my dad grew up in a small family farm in Giltner. All right, they lived in Hastings. And when I was three, his job took me to the state of Washington. But he's a small blue collar farm boy, grew up in a family farm. My mom, she has quite the backstory, but long story short, she was adopted when she was two. And she grew up in a log cabin that my grandpa Warner built in 1947. Literally, we would go there for our vacations in the summer. Because it's literally, for the third time I'm going to say that word, on the side of a freaking mountain in a mountain range in Colorado. They had 100 acres, and it's a log cabin. And then he built, like, he had all these structures that he built. They lived there from 47. He actually passed away Valentine's Day, 07. Okay, so 60 years in the very chair that I chatted with him a million times, and that's where he passed away. But he had his woodworking shop. He had his greenhouse. He had his storage. He had, like, three different garages. It was all made out of log. So anyways, my mom, anytime Nebraska was brought up, love you, mom, she would go cornfield after cornfield after corn, like poking at my dad, you know, and my dad might use the word, I don't, you know, just kind of poking at her from being out in Timbuktu, you know, hillbilly or something like that. Just kind of having fun. I don't know, like what you said, first of all, there's more than just cornfields, but I actually think it's gorgeous because there's cornfields on the edge of town. Like, I'm driving to a baseball tryout the other night. There's literally cornfields across the street. And I'm like, I actually find that they're tall, they're green right now. I actually find that to be very peaceful. Like, that's going to feed people. Like, I actually like that a lot. So, like you said, maybe somebody else doesn't, but I personally do. And beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I actually think there's a lot of beautiful things and places within the state of Nebraska. And it's kind of one of those things where Matt Rhule has talked about, we just got to get him here. From a football aspect, just got to get him here. Because the outside perception is one thing. You get here, and it's not, I don't want to say completely different, because that insinuates that the outside perception is completely negative, because that's not true. But when you get here, you walk away with an even much more positive perception, because you see what it really is versus the outside perception, which isn't always completely accurate. There's a bit of a narrative from the outside perception, I feel like, and I feel like I did find the line, you could watch your dog run away for 2 weeks because it's so flat. I did find that pretty funny. Yeah, that's something my mom would find hilarious, being from the mountains of Montana, by the way. My half-sister, we have the same mom, different dad. She now lives on the opposite side. If you look at a map, it's Lewistown, right in the dead center. It's probably about 4,000 people. She lives on the in that town. She lives on the opposite side of town, literally on the side of a mountain. Not a log cabin, but it was built by her husband. So they would probably find that to be rather humorous. But for me, I actually find it peaceful. I find it beautiful. And that's kind of what I like.
I think Nebraska, too, should lean into their strengths, because I think that's part of the problem. As you know, Nebraska's state slogan is like, it's not for everybody or something like that. And it's like, that's really, and I get that they're trying to kind of use those words to kind of turn it on, yeah, like it is for some people, but I don't know. And they paid millions of dollars for that. So
there is no place like Nebraska is a million times better.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Like, that is the perfect slogan. There is no place like Nebraska, because it says everything you want to say, yet it puts the appropriate positive, gives you the appropriate positive picture of Nebraska that you really should have. When you say it's not for everybody, you're immediately excluding a lot of people, and you're giving them that perception. And perception becomes reality. You're giving them that perception as well. So is there anything off the text line on any of this stuff here, Jake? You got any final thoughts before we head to break?
Money G in Kansas says the sand hills are amazing, all in the eye of the beholder. And Hizzlebear says the state of Nebraska is very hilly if you just get off the interstate.
Okay, I could get with that. Hilly, all right, all right. Hilly, we'll go with hilly. I'm good with that.
Anything else? It always amazes me. I would, yeah, hilly's nice.
Hilly's
it,
nice.
It amazes me, even like Omaha. There are portions of Omaha where if you leave and enter into Iowa, there's like immediately like a, mm-hmm, like a pretty big hill, you know, big hills going. You're just like, man, it's as soon as you leave this flatland, huh? Not that Iowa has that much more.
Did you just compliment Iowa? You want them to play Texas in the national title game, or is it Minnesota?
Minnesota.
It should have been Texas that was put in that text.
Well, the Floyd of Rosedale is not on the line for Iowa, Texas. The reason why I like Iowa, Minnesota is the bronze pig they play for.
Yeah, but Iowa, Texas is worse. It's worse.
I don't like Texas.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.